Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're getting into something absolutely critical for basically any business now, making the right call on your cloud infrastructure.
Yeah, it's a big one. Private, public, or hybrid. It sounds technical, but honestly, this choice hits everything.
Right. Your finances, how fast you can move, even your risk profile. It's foundational. So we're going deep today. Forget the buzzwords for a minute. Our mission for you is to really grasp the strategic trade-offs, you know, stuff that actually impacts your agility, your data security, and your IT costs down the line.
Exactly. So let's just quickly baseline the models, thinking strategically. Public cloud, think AWS, Azure, Google Cloud. It's all about shared resources accessed over the internet.
Like renting office space in a huge building, right?
Yeah.
The provider handles the maintenance. You just use it.
Precisely. Pay for what you consume. It's built for scale, speed, elasticity.
Then there's private cloud.
Right. Dedicated resources just for your organization. Could be in your own building, could be managed elsewhere, but it's yours alone.
So owning your own office building, complete control, but also complete responsibility.
You got it. Control is the key word there.
Mm-hmm.
Configuration, oversight, total control.
And the third way, hybrid.
Hybrid is the attempt to bridge the two. Keep sensitive stuff private, but use the public cloud's massive scale when you need that burst capacity or specific services. It's flexible, definitely gaining traction.
But sounds like it needs careful management.
Oh, absolutely. Significant orchestration needed. But it promises, you know, the best of both worlds if you get it right.
Okay, let's unpack this. Starting where, let's be honest, most businesses start. The financials.
Always the money.
Always the money. So public cloud's big draw. It basically kills those huge upfront hardware costs, that CapEx, capital expenditure.
Mm-hmm.
It shifts everything to OpEx, operational expense, predictable monthly bills, supposedly. Great if you don't want servers sitting idle half the time.
That's the promise. Absolutely. Eliminating CapEx is huge. But, and this is a big but, the OpEx story isn't always simple. Costs can escalate fast if you don't have good governance.
How so? What trips people up?
Well, a major one is data transfer fees.
Yeah.
What we sometimes call the egress trap. Getting data in is often cheap, sometimes free.
Right.
Getting data out egress that can cost a fortune. Think analytics, backups across regions, maybe moving to another provider eventually.
Ah, so moving large data sets around constantly racks up the bill.
Exactly. Those egress fees can be a hidden killer. Suddenly your predictable OpEx isn't so predictable. Wipes out the initial advantage sometimes. Plus, there's vendor lock-in. Get too cozy with proprietary services.
And moving becomes a nightmare. Okay. So, private cloud flips the script financially, right? Big upfront CapEx, servers, networking, power, cooling, security.
Massive initial commitment. And don't forget the refresh cycles. Every, 3 to 5 years, you're buying new kit. That initial bill?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's significant.
It makes a CFO sweat a bit.
What's fascinating here is the counterintuitive thing we see sometimes. For organizations with really consistent, predictable workloads running at high capacity, private cloud can actually be cheaper long-term.
Really? Cheaper than pay-as-you-go?
Yeah, think about it. If you have servers that are genuinely busy, say, over 80% utilized, constantly, year after year, that dedicated hardware, amortized over its lifespan, can have a lower per-unit cost than renting slices of public infrastructure indefinitely.
The 80% utilization rule, interesting. So public is great for peaks and valleys, but for a huge, steady baseline load, owning might win on TCO, total cost of ownership?
Potentially, yes, if you hit that consistent high utilization, which leads us back to hybrid.
Trying to get the best deal. Keep that steady 80% load private and cost effective, then burst the extra 20% variable stuff to the public cloud.
That's the strategy, but it requires really sophisticated planning and monitoring to pull off efficiently. Knowing exactly what goes where and when.
Which kind of leads perfectly into the next point, control and customization. That planning relies on knowing your systems, maybe needing specific setups.
Absolutely. Public cloud simplifies management, scaling, redundancy. It's often automated. But the trade-off, standardization. You generally can't tweak the underlying hardware, no bespoke network setup.
You take what they offer.
Pretty much. You're trading that deep customization for operational ease and scale.
Which is exactly why private cloud still exists. Sometimes you need that total control. Every layer, hardware specs, network topology, physical security.
When would that be critical?
Think regulations demanding specific auditable hardware configurations. Or maybe you need custom security appliances integrated deeply. Or specialized hardware for, I don't know, industrial control systems or something.
Right, things that just won't fit the standard public cloud mold.
Mm.
But that complete control It comes at a cost beyond just money.
Responsibility.
Complete responsibility. You need the in-house expertise. Networking gurus, storage experts, security pros, people who understand hardware lifecycle.
That's a big team.
It is. And for many businesses, especially smaller ones, maintaining that deep bench strength means pulling resources, smart people, away from building the actual product or service. It's a huge drain just keeping the lights on.
Yeah, a massive opportunity cost. Okay, let's shift gears again. Security and compliance. This is always huge. Public cloud providers, the big ones, they spend billions on security, right?
Billions. Physical security, threat detection, certifications like HIPAA for healthcare, PCI DSS for payments, SOC2. Most individual companies couldn't dream of matching that investment.
So the platform itself is incredibly secure.
Arguably, yes.
Yeah.
More secure than many private data centers. But, and this is probably the most critical concept in cloud security, the shared responsibility model.
Ah, yes. Explain that.
The provider secures the cloud infrastructure, the physical data centers, the network, the hypervisor maybe. But you, the customer, are responsible for securing everything in the cloud.
Meaning?
Your operating systems, your applications, your data, identity and access management, firewall configurations, that's all on you. The provider gives you the tools, but you have to use them correctly.
So the platform might be a fortress, but you can still leave the front door unlocked by mistake.
Exactly. So many high-profile breaches aren't sophisticated hacks on AWS or Azure itself. They're customer misconfigurations. An S3 bucket left publicly writable, exposing sensitive data, that kind of thing. Simple errors, huge consequences.
Okay, so private cloud security.
All on you. Total control, total responsibility. Which is why, again, highly regulated industries often lean this way. Finance, healthcare, legal. They want direct oversight. No worries about data mixing with others. Full control over audit trails.
They need to know exactly where that data lives and who touches it.
But the challenge for private cloud security is, can your internal team realistically match the capabilities of a global provider? The 247 monitoring, the instant threat intelligence feeds, the rapid patching, the incident response teams.
Probably not for most companies.
It's tough. If you only have a small security team keeping up with zero-day threats and advanced persistent threats, it's a massive challenge. You might actually create security gaps by trying to do it all yourself with limited resources.
So this raises an important question then. Is security really about the model, public versus private, or more about how well you implement and manage it wherever it is?
I strongly argue the latter. Good implementation expertise are key. You can build a secure system or an insecure one in either environment. It depends on the skill and diligence of the team managing it.
Makes sense. Let's talk performance, reliability, speed. Public cloud's killer app here is often seen as scalability, right? Elasticity.
Oh, absolutely. Need more power for a marketing launch? Click a button, get it in minutes. Demand drops off, scale back down just as fast. It stops infrastructure from being the bottleneck to business decisions. Need to go global. The footprint is already there.
And performance generally, reliability.
Generally very high. These providers have multiple data centers, massive redundancy, often service level agreements, SLAs, guaranteeing like 99.9% uptime or more.
Right.
But physics still applies.
Meaning latency.
Performance relies heavily on the network connection between your user and the nearest cloud region. If your app needs instant real-time responses, think financial trading, maybe industrial controls that network hop, even if short, might be too long.
Which is where private cloud can shine for performance.
Exactly. You can optimize obsessively, put the servers physically close to the users or the machines they interact with. Choose specialized hardware, like GPUs or FPGAs. That might not be standard public offerings. For specific high-throughput tasks, tune the network exactly how you need it.
But reliability in private cloud? That's back on you, too.
Entirely. Achieving that same 99.9% plus uptime the public clouds offer. That means building full redundancy yourself. Multiple sites, failover systems, robust backups. It's complex and very, very expensive to do right privately. For many businesses, especially SMBs, it's simply cost prohibitive compared to just using the built-in resilience of a major public provider.
Okay, a lot of trade-offs. So what does this all mean? Let's try and synthesize this for the listener. When should you actually choose which model?
Let's break it down.
Okay, public cloud. When does it deliver the most value? I'm thinking startups, right? Avoid that CapEx.
Definitely. Startups, fast-growing companies, also businesses with really spiky or unpredictable workloads. Seasonal retail is a classic example.
Mm-hmm.
And importantly, organizations that maybe don't have or don't want deep IT infrastructure teams, relying on the provider's managed services and expertise. Oh, and needing global reach or robust disaster recovery quickly. Public cloud wins there.
Got it. Okay, private cloud. When does that make the most sense?
Number one, highly regulated data, where compliance absolutely mandates that level of control and auditability. You need to prove exactly how things are configured.
Makes sense.
Also, if you already have a significant investment in your own data centers, maybe extending the value of those assets makes sense. And as we discussed, those applications with really specific demanding performance needs low latency, specialized hardware.
Real-time systems, things like that.
Exactly. Or if you need absolute granular control over every single security setting and log.
Right. Which brings us to the hybrid sweet spot.
The balancing act. The idea is segment your workload strategically. Put the really critical, regulated, steady-state stuff privately, where you have total control and maybe better long-term cost for that baseline.
Keep the crown jewels locked down.
Pretty much. Then run the less sensitive stuff, the variable workloads, maybe dev test environments, customer-facing websites. Run those publicly. Leverage that scalability and maybe lower cost for bursty needs.
So you get cost-effective stability plus access to near infinite scale when needed.
That's the goal. Cost optimization meets flexibility.
Okay. So final advice for you, the listener. Choosing the right path isn't just about picking the cheapest option up front. You really have to look deeper.
Absolutely.
First, categorize your applications. Mm-hmm. What's sensitive? What needs specific performance? What are the compliance rules? The workload dictates the infrastructure, not the other way around. And then be really honest about your team's capabilities. Can you realistically manage a complex private or hybrid setup?
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, calculate the total cost of ownership, TCO. Over 3-5 years, factor in staffing, training, those egress fees we mentioned, power, cooling, everything, and the opportunity cost. What else could your team be doing if they weren't managing infrastructure? Short-term monthly bills can be seriously misleading.
That's a crucial point. And remember, this isn't necessarily a one-time permanent decision. Your cloud strategy can evolve.
Mm-hmm.
You might start public for speed, then maybe bring some stable workloads private later as you grow and understand your patterns better, or vice versa. Migration happens incrementally all the time.
Definitely. It's not set in stone. But maybe a final thought to leave people with. Hybrid often sounds like the perfect answer, right?
Yeah.
Best of both, control and scale.
Sounds ideal.
But that ideal comes with significant operational complexity. Managing workloads, data, security, networking across two fundamentally different environments requires sophisticated tools, processes, and really skilled people. So the question for you becomes, is the diversity of your workloads, the actual need for both models, significant enough to justify taking on that extra complexity burden? Because that complexity has its own hidden costs. That's something really worth digging into for your specific situation.